As a percentage of the overall budget, the state's reserves are much lower than either the universities or the average Wisconsin school districts. Dale Knapp with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says the state hit its high water mark for the past decade in the current budget, with reserves of around 3%. Generally speaking, he says they've been much lower.
The effects of that, you know, show whenever the economy turns down, we end up with a budget repair bill that tries to solve the problem because they don't have the reserves.
A recent review by the Taxpayers Alliance found school districts keep much higher balances, higher than 50% in some cases, but mostly closer to 15%. Knapp says it's to help smooth out their day-to-day operations, sometimes in response to the unpredictability of the state budget.
There's times when the tax dollars aren't coming in or the state aids aren't coming in. They still have to make payroll, and so they draw these down and then build them back up.
Knapp says if there's a recommended number for the university system, he doesn't know it. He thinks the source of the UW's reserves raises a legitimate debate.
Should they be funding that with state tax dollars or tuition, where's the money coming from? I think that's an important question to ask.
That said, Knapp says it makes sense for the university to have some balance available, with state finances as volatile as they've been for the past 10 to 15 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.